cities around the country are taking steps now to try and get to a carbon-free future. In Boston, leaders want the majority of new car purchases to be electric by 2050. That means there'll need to be more electric vehicle chargers. But so far, the distribution of charging stations across the city has not been equitable. WBUR's Paula Moura has more.
Nicole Muschero knew she wanted her next car to be an electric vehicle, or an EV. She wanted to do her small part to tackle climate change, but it's proven to be a bit of a challenge. Muschero lives in a condo without an easy way to install a charger.
And so we're going to the charging station that's about an 8 to 10 minute walk from my house.
Her strategy is to wake up early to get a spot at a public parking lot. When Muschero arrives, two other cars are already charging. She gets the last plug that's available.
So that's why I have to get here at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. You know, there really needs to be a lot more charging stations to support the need that already exists, never mind that we want to grow.
And city officials agree. To encourage this, Boston transportation leaders created a roadmap outlining goals to boost EV infrastructure throughout the city. The goal is to have public chargers within a 10-minute walk of every household by 2040. The city is more than 3 years into its plan and has relied largely on private companies to decide where chargers go. A group of researchers at Boston University wanted to see if the distribution has been equitable. So they mapped the more than 900 chargers in the city and found many are concentrated downtown. But more racially diverse neighborhoods could be considered charging deserts. Someone in Dorchester Center, for example, would have to walk 25 minutes to a charger. David Hsu is an associate professor at the Department of Urban Studies and Planning at MIT. He says it makes sense that the private sector chose to build chargers downtown.
This is a response to market demand. And, you know, we know electric vehicles are expensive and we know they're probably correlated with relatively higher incomes.
The city doesn't map out where chargers should be installed or offer companies incentives to choose certain areas. Instead, one of its strategies is to put chargers in city-owned lots in underserved areas the market has not invested in. Yasha Franklin Hodge is Boston's chief of streets.
When we think about placement, one of the reasons our municipal lots are such an attractive location is that they are very well distributed throughout the city, especially in some of our lower income neighborhoods.
So far, the city has installed chargers in 13 public lots. All are located in areas researchers found to be charging deserts. The city plans to install additional chargers in 6 more lots.
It gives us an opportunity to kind of get a head start on placing EV chargers in places that might be late in coming for more of the private investment.
But not everyone thinks this strategy will achieve equity.
Having the city say they're going to fill in the gaps sounds great on paper, but what does that actually look like in practice?
Sophia Owen is an attorney for ACE, an environmental justice organization in Roxbury, a majority Black neighborhood in Boston. She says policies that roll out infrastructure unevenly perpetuate race and income disparities. She also worries that building EV chargers could attract wealthier residents and drive up housing prices.
Also, just how are we thinking about planning in a way that's not going to result in gentrification and displacement?
Owen says chargers are just one piece of the puzzle. The neighborhood needs electric public transportation and more financial assistance to help people purchase EVs. And it's not just a matter of where chargers go, but how fast they are able to charge. The city has more than 900 chargers, most of which take up to 10 hours. Fast chargers take less than an hour, but so far, the city only has a few dozen of them.
I think you're going to see a sea change really happening in the next 24 months.
Kathleen Connors is the president of Votrek, a charger installation company that has worked with the city of Boston. The state recently approved a $400 million plan to develop more electrical capacity and install more chargers. Over half of the money will provide public chargers for residents like Nicole Mushiro. One particular day, it took her about 3 hours to nearly fill her battery. She looks forward to having more options and recognizes that not everyone in the city has one right now. For Here Now, I'm Paula Moura.